The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what day is this? I believe it's the 18th day. Is it the 18th? No, it's not. It's the 15th.
Yep.
It's the 15th day. Yeah, we've been talking about 18 all day long because we had a bunch of things coming up on 18. Okay, it's the 15th day of July, right?
Yes.
2020. And you see, that's Ron. He knows. He knows what year it's in, too, right? Okay, so, and not only does he know that, but we have John McTernan, who will absolutely amaze you with brilliance. And he'll be doing that in just a minute. But on the board, we have none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody, and have a good weekend.
Say hello. All right, there you go. We have way out there, we have none other than that hero of the faith, John McTernan.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all our listeners.
And right in here, we've got none other than the Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
And I'm their hero. What else can I say? Anyhow, we have a whole lot to cover tonight. I mean, we got a lot to cover tonight. First, though, I wanted to say, for all the folks out there who gave me such a very good welcome last night there at Mulligan's Restaurant. First, I want to say to the folks that own that restaurant there, Mulligan's, what a great job they did. And the food was excellent. I think probably the best ribs I've ever had out there. Anyhow, and folks, I'm going to give them a shout-out. Mulligan's Restaurant, 4118 Belden Village Street, Northwest in Canton. If you want some really good food, that's the place to go. And their prices are good. Their prices are good. And so, anyhow, we're going to get right into the last. This is the last part of the message. We have come full circle from Genesis 6. So, John, we started out in Genesis 6, and we talked about what happened there, how the fallen angels took the daughters of men, changed the DNA, and God destroyed the planet. And then, of course, we went through a lot of scripture and talking about the fallen angels and so on and so forth and to where we're at and now, as we're finishing up off in Hosea chapter 4. But we come full circle right now today. What's happening? The same thing. The population's almost the same as it was, right about the same as it was when God destroyed the entire world. And now, again, they're out there. The death culture, it's... Well, John, as you know, and Rick, we're... Not Rick, your name's Ron.
That's right. Okay. I've been called worse.
Yeah, all right, there you go. We know that we're seeing a rise in Satanism out there today. The Democrats are openly, they're going to the point where they're openly starting their embracing their new religion of atheism. This is the official policy now, the Democratic Party. the Biden and the humanists, but we know that atheism is the same as Satanism, is it not? Are you there, McTernan?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know who you were calling on. But yeah, Pastor Ernie, atheism is just a temporary, I look at it as a temporary void being filled with some sort of demonic religious worship. It's a temporary void, Pastor. And we Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm going to be preaching on. I'm going to be showing you where we're at now, because we always try to keep the messages in such a way as they relate to current events. So people can say, okay, now I'm seeing here as God's warning in Scripture and how it applies for our daily living. And that's so the people have a timeline. They know where we're at and along the calendar of time, and we are getting closer and closer and closer, ever close to the Lord's return, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor Ernie. And their man is in total rebellion against God, and he wants to become God himself. That is what happened in Genesis 3. That's what's playing out right now.
Alrighty. Like Satan says, and remember also in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, where it referred to them wanting to be as God, but it also referred to human trafficking. We've never seen such a rise and such a surge in human trafficking as we're seeing today worldwide, have we?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's a worldwide phenomenon, and they're going after really young children. It's amazing. It's really amazing how demonic this is. They want to destroy the innocence, God's innocence in children, and turn them into, like monsters, Pastor Ernie.
Well, the Biden, see, people... We're telling you, they know it, and all of those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, they know it, but they won't say it because it's not a part of the narrative. They would, because of their indoctrination and because they're contracted, they're actually contracted to lie their narrative. Even though they know that, they will betray the public. Even they know that little children are being murdered. They will betray. They will look you in the eye. They will sit there and present themselves as legitimate. And knowing this, they won't talk about it like we do, Willie.
Oh, never, Pastor Ernie. Never.
All righty. So let's pick it up here in Hosea chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 1 through 14. I'll tell you what, I'll read a verse, you read a verse, okay?
All right, sir.
We used to do that, remember? You were younger then.
So were you.
Yeah. Can you still do it, John? I mean, like, I've got a regular Bible here. What do you have?
I have an electronic one.
I know. All right. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land.
By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood.
Okay, let's stop here for just 1 second and take a look at that here. Now, when he says to hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, God there's two nations that were created. One as nations under God, Israel and the United States. And even to this day, the United States has been Israel's major ally, the Christian and the Jewish nations. Now, here... I think it was, what, 12 minutes after Israel became a nation officially, was it 1948? When was that, May of 48?
Yep, Pastor Ernie, May 14th, 1948.
Where you had, within 12 minutes, the United States declared Israel as a nation, declared her a nation within 12 minutes, okay, from that point. Now, here, now, God is immutable. Means he does things the same way. He doesn't change, does he?
Nope. He's immutable is exactly what God is.
Okay. And so he says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Now, both of those nations, Israel and the United States today, their sewers run red with the blood of the innocent children by abortion alone that they're killing. It's a horrible thing. Both Israel and the United States are blood guilty in the eyes of God, are they not?
Yeah, I mean, both of them are really exhibiting the same sins that ancient Israel did, that God judged them and drove them off the land. We've come full circle to the way to live like the pagans.
So, do the wicked of the land, can they bring the judgment upon all of the people? In other words, their sin, because of their sin, even though there are those of us, the righteous, who are against these things, who are still standing up for God, God will, you know, God preserves us, but we still have to live with the consequences of what the wicked do, right? I mean, we're living with the consequences of what the Democrats are doing. Every kind of sin you can imagine, they embrace today. Total lawlessness, their total lawlessness, total corruption. I have no doubts, none, not a bit. If you can invent even a worse and a more repulsive sin than they have, they would embrace it today. It would be in their party platform. And yet we have to live, too, with the consequences of what their sin has brought upon the rest of the nation, don't we?
Yeah, well, that's the problem, Pastor Ernie, and the Bible describes us as like the salt of the earth here. And our job is to intercede, to cry out to the Lord, to repent, to ask for mercy and an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If we don't do that, the sin will just overtake us, Pastor Ernie. And the Bible says, because of the wickedness of the people, the land vomiteth out the inhabitants. So we have to be very careful and not just sit back and complain about the sin. Or we have to actively be repenting and crying out to the Lord about it.
That's what I spoke on last night. That's what I spoke on, what we have to do. Where do we go from here? And so he goes on in verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field. It doesn't say that just the wicked will languish. It says everyone, huh? And everyone that dwelleth therein shall, with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. So now let me ask this, okay, is this oil wells, is this SUVs, are they guns, are they the ones that's bringing this judgment upon the land, or is it man's sin?
Oh, it's man's sin, Pastor Ernie. Man's sin, without a doubt.
Okay, so it says, therefore, go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's interesting, going back to verse 2, it says, and committing adultery, everything that is listed there, they're doing now, like out in the open in Washington. Everything.
Yeah.
And then it says, they break out. They break out means that they're in rebellion against God. That's what that means, breaking out. They're in rebellion, and blood toucheth blood. One form of blood leads to shedding of innocent blood leads to more shedding of innocent blood. So we're right here right now, like ancient Israel was, and we're in rebellion now. The Democrats are totally in rebellion, and blood is getting more. We're shedding more blood, and as we shed more blood, more blood is going to be shed.
All right, so let me ask you this. Like these prosecutors out there, like right the ones here in Cleveland and all across the nation that are refusing to enforce the law, these prosecutors that are refusing to enforce the law, what the Supreme Court just passed, the state laws, the heartbeat bill here in Ohio, for example, are they any less guilty? And these women that go in and kill their babies here in Cleveland, one of the biggest, bloodiest whorehouses as far as death, whorehouses of death. And that's what it is. It's called preterm abortion mill in Cleveland. It's bloody. It's unsanitary. It's wicked. It's evil to the core. And they've been very, very busy lately because the prosecutors in Ohio here, especially in the big cities, Cleveland and that, these people have become whores. Just like it says right here, we're going to look at that right here in Hosea. Are they less guilty? Are they any less guilty than those that offered up their children to Moloch and sacrificed their children to Satan? Are they any less guilty than them?
No, Pastor Ernie, and they're worse because they have the witness of history. They've got it recorded in the Bible, and they mock the completely mockers of God and His Word. So I would say that they are more guilty.
All right, look. Let's look at this, Ron. You can pipe in when you want to. You know.
Okay.
In fact, you should go over there and probably get yourself a Bible off the shelf, and so you can go with us in Hosea here if you wanted to. It's right over there because you're sitting there without a Bible. And oh, there's one right there on the table, right there. Yeah, yep. All right, and turn up to the book of Hosea, chapter 4. The next time you come without a Bible, I'm going to openly call you a hillbilly right on the air.
All right.
You hear that, John?
He probably has one on his phone, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, it's electronic.
There you go.
Yeah, he does. He's got one of those things. For sure.
I had his back, Pastor Ernie. I had his back.
All right. Okay. Let's go to verse 4. Let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with a priest. Okay. Let's look at that. Let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are they that strive with a priest. In other words, he's saying, don't be trying to correct each other there, because we are the people in America and Israel today are they that strive with the priest. Now, the difference between the office of the priesthood and the office of the prophets were two different things. People didn't realize. Now, the prophets went before the people and said, thus saith the Lord God. But the priest went before God and interceded on behalf of the people. And so here, if they had legitimate priests, if they had priests that were legitimate, the people stood against them. Said, you're not saying, and you're not doing what we want you to do. In other words, we want you to serve us, not God. Is that not true? Somebody say something, okay.
Are you talking about the priesthood or the prophets?
No, the priesthood, you see.
Okay.
Let no man strive nor reprove another, for the people are they that strive with the priest. Okay, so now, therefore shalt thou fall in the day, And the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Now, he's talking to the people, to the assembly, and now he's talking to the prophet shall fall. In other words, he's going to do something here. He's going to give them, hey, John, see if this sounds familiar. He's going to give them prophets, preachers, and priests that are more corrupt than the people, because they wanted corrupt priests, and he's going to give it them that are even more corrupt than the people, that they're going to take advantage of the people here. And he says here, therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. The mother is the nation. The mother is Israel. The mother is the United States. This could apply to the United States, the nation. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So now here, what knowledge is he talking about?
Knowledge of the word, Pastor.
Okay, so it's what we're doing right now, right?
Yeah, it's okay. A complete rebellion against God's word.
Is there any interest out there today? Is there any interest at NBC, ABC, CBS, any interest at Fox News, any interest out there today, even within the apostate church? I mean, we're seeing the apostasy. It is just overwhelming, the apostasy today. So the interest in God's word, the Bible, is really from just a real minority or remnant, is it not?
In fact, Pastor Ernie, they are they're full of reprobates, and they despise anything connected with God's word. So it's amazing. It's like something which is so basic, like marriage between a man and a woman. They loathe it. They hate it. They despise it. So it is like they're neglecting the word. They are absolutely manifesting total rebellion against God and his word, which makes them reprobates.
Okay, so he says, because of that, I will reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. How would no priest to me apply to us today?
Well, as priests, there should be intercession, you know, and that there are no one really on a national level that are interceding before God because of the wickedness and the sin.
Okay, so let me ask you this. We know that the office of the priesthood actually ended at Calvary. Then we have one high priest. You know, when the veil of the temple was rent, the office of the priesthood ended. We have one high priest, and that's the Lord Jesus. But then the church has become a royal priesthood, a nation of holy priests, right?
Yes.
So because of the apostasy, in the church today in America, could you say that would apply, that they're not priests at all? They're, you know, what is happening out there, the teaching. Jane Fonda said, look, she's willing to become a Christian as long as she can still hold to abortion and all the things that the liberal, the apostate church holds to, sodomy. As long as she can still practice sin, she's willing to be a Christian. Does that sound like someone who's kind of gotten a little bit reprobate?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's exactly what happened with ancient Israel. I mean, the pattern we are seeing right now is exactly what happened when God judged ancient Israel when it came to sin.
Okay.
They loved their sin, Pastor Ernie. They were not going to give sin up.
Okay, so now he says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will forget thy children. Have our children be forgotten?
Yep.
It's a horrible thing what's happening to our children, right?
Used and abused.
It's scary what's happening. I mean, how they're killing them in the womb. Now they want to kill them up to a month after they're born. Then they want to give them these death shots. And if they don't get them with that, they want to get them with attacking little five-year-olds, 6 years old, trying to make them doubt that the little boy's a boy. They want to go after their agenda, their sexual, you know, their who they are.
They want to mutilate them. They want to mutilate them, turn boys into girls and girls into boys, right?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. And they're like ravenous wolves after the little children. They are literally like monsters after our children, Pastor Ernie.
All right, here. Listen to this.
It was so bad that when Governor DeSantis was blocking them in Florida from going after kindergartners, I mean, some of these, I don't have another word other than monsters.
Hold tight. We're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back. We got to finish this off. This is very, very vital for today. Be right back after this.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of
Alrighty, we are back, and very quickly, I've got to give, we're getting a lot of calls from last night as I spoke out there at Mulligan's. I wore a t-shirt, and on that t-shirt on the front, it says, no king, but king, no, it says, America needs Jesus.
Yep.
In big, bold letters, red, white, and blue, and then on the back, in large letters, it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and on the cap, we had, America needs Jesus. And so everybody, this, you know, a lot of people wanted that T-shirt. And so they're calling. Now, here, let me just give you very quickly what we have right now. You folks out there, I've got to do this quickly because we got a lot to cover tonight. The DVD, 2,000 Mules, that really goes into detail and exposes the election fraud that they've been lying about, that NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox News have lied about, the election fraud. There, you got the facts. You take a look at it, folks, and take it and make sure you take that and show that. Now, the election fraud, we ask a donation of $60. If you want the mystery gift to it, we have all kinds of books and DVDs that we just pull out, and we'll give you a mystery DVD or CD, like the song you just heard here and others, and that would be a donation. We're asking a donation of $75. Now, there are people out there that are indigent.
Well, it's tough times right now.
They're tough times right now. And if you can't afford that, give us a call. Let us know. Sometimes we can help you out. And we've given a lot away over the years. We can't really afford to give away, but we do anyhow, because for those that really are in need. Now, we also have the books that Attempt to Cure, Dr. Glidden's book, donation of $40, the Attempt to Cure Everybody. You know, we got them in, folks. They finally came in. Also, for the donation of $30, everybody's sick, and I know why. And so now the T-shirts that we have that we just talked about, for small and medium and large, we're asking a donation of $40. For extra large and double X, for X and double X, yeah, we're asking a donation of $50. So there you go. You've got that. Now, let's finish this scripture off, because this is imperative. And then we're going to pick up the folks that we had here with us yesterday, and they're going to give us an update. And that is Marie Welling and her lawyer, Fritz Neal. So let's go to back and finish this up, John. Now, it says here, as they were increased, they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. Boy, we've seen that happen. Boy, have we seen that happen in America. The honor, the glory, the integrity, the decency, it has been it has been reduced, I mean, to Sodom and Gomorrah status. They eat up the sin of the people, and they set their hearts on their iniquity. John, Ron, that is referring to the apostate preachers, is referring to the leaders there, that they profit. When it says they eat up the sin of the people, they feed themselves off the sin of the people. Today, you have the apostate church, the world, the National Council of Churches out there. You've got the United Church of the Antichrist is one of the worst. The Pilgrim Church, one of the worst out there. The Episcopal, they have become apostatized. That word apostatize means to be infected. They become infected with sin. And now, and so he's talking about, remember, judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And it begins in a pulpit in that house. And the apostate preachers out there today, I believe there's a special hot place in hell. I think they're going to be right in there with the bloody abortionists. No. He goes on to say, and there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doing. So, in other words, he's saying that he is going to give these corrupted people, these wicked people, religious leaders that are every bit or even worse as they are, as far as corruption goes. We see that now in America today. Now, he's talking to the leaders of the country. The leaders are men. He's talking to the men here, and he says this: for they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, they shall be left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away thy heart. Now, here, these prosecutors and these corrupt judges that we have today, like we just mentioned, these, we call them prostitutes. Now, those that refuse to obey the laws that we have passed, and especially with God's Word, the Bible. You know, there are those, John, that say that the prissy preachers, those that are have been effeminized and apostatized, they don't have the courage to preach the Word of God the way it is. They're the ones that tell you that the Bible says we have to obey Romans 13, even if or Romans 13 says we have to obey the government, the corrupt government, even if they're corrupt. That's a lie, and it's a lie told by liars and cowardly liars. God's Word teaches in Romans 13 that the government has to obey God, that the government has to obey God. That's what that teaches there. And, folks, anybody and everyone that says that's not true is a liar. Read it. It's there. You can't change that. And so it's God's laws. And these prosecutors and these judges, what have they done? Well, it says right here, they have gone whoring from under God. In other words, they've gone away from the Word of God. Going back to verse 6, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge because they rejected that. They've gone away. They pay no attention to the Word of God. They have gone a-whoring. They have become whores. That's what they are. These George Soros paid and bought and paid for prostitutes, you know, and that's what they are. The prosecutors, attorney generals, they're whores. God says they're whores. Okay, now, they sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and they burn incense upon hills under the oaks and poplars and elms because they shadow, therefore, is good. In other words, they're sacrificing their children. They're doing like they do today, like the Democrats do. They're aborting babies. And pedophilia, amongst the Democratic Communist Party, pedophilia is overwhelming. It's a major part of the politics of the Democrats today. Now, he goes on, and he says, therefore, your daughters, remember, he's speaking to the men here, your daughters and your spouse, and your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. Today, you go out to these beaches out there, and these young girls are just about naked. I mean, they're wearing hardly anything out there, and they're talking, and they're telling you that it's all right. You've got what they call hot wives. You've got what they call cougars. They've got what you call open marriages now. Whoredom, it's whoredom. And we were talking about those three women on that talk show that were supposedly women who have come out with open marriages or hot wives, and they were asking how do you define yourself? And one would say, I'm sexually liberated, and the other one, would say something like, I can't remember exactly, but uninhibited. And the third one actually told the truth. She says, we're whores. We're whores. And that's the truth. Now, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall. So now he's talking to the men, the leaders, and he's saying they're guilty of two kinds of whoredom, spiritual and physical. And I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to go over and pick it up with Marie Walling and Fritz Neal. Marie and Fritz, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am here.
All right, very good. Marie, why don't you give us an update of what's happening?
Okay, well, today we
Maria,
have...
would it be okay if I did it?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Sorry to interrupt. Well, we filed a motion to stop the court bailiff from sting Maria and her kids from their house on, which is supposed to happen Monday at 2 p.m. And we got the runaround for the first half of the day. They were saying, oh, the judge was doing this, the judge was doing that. And
is that Judge Gary Werner? Is that the judge, Gary? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Although supposedly he had assigned the case to a magistrate. So then we tried to reach the magistrate. We tried to reach the bailiffs. None of them would talk to us. And then all of a sudden, we found out that the judge, Judge Gary Werner, as you mentioned, took it upon himself to decide against us, to issue a ruling against us, even though we hadn't even been allowed yet in the courtroom and we hadn't even been allowed to plead our case. So it's very, very discouraging. Our strategy is to go to another court, the Medina County Common Pleas Court, on Monday morning and try to argue our case there. I must say it's very discouraging. And Maria, why don't you chime in here?
Well, like Fritz has mentioned, today we had filed with all the proof, all the evidence that the will was forged. And just this week I was deposed and I was presenting, the evidence. And this is very upsetting for me because this is uncalled for, but David Grill, who was Jane Taylor's attorney, he wanted me to answer questions based on the fake will. Like every time he would ask a question, he goes, "Who is that name?" I said, "That is a fake will that someone wrote my father's name on." And he goes, "That's not the answer that I want. I want you to answer this question now for the record. Whose name appears on that?" And I had to answer it. And he goes, "Well, let the record reflect that she..."
He kept interrupting her in the middle of her answer and saying, "Correct. Oh, no, that's not what I asked you." And then he repeats what he asked, but she hadn't had a chance in the first place to answer the question. And I've never seen anything like it, really. And I've been practicing for over 35 years, practicing law.
So again, today we filed a defendant motion to stay eviction proceedings. And at 2:30, when I called for an update, Judge Gary Werner denied it. So they're going to proceed on Monday at 2 o'clock. They're going to evict us from our home that we've lived all my life. And this house was never a question, because the one that's evicting us is living at my dad's other house in Dayton. And when she was deposed, she was asked a question. "So do you have an interest in that house in Brunswick?" And she stated no. And she goes, "I just want my money. He gave it to me." And it's like, oh my gosh. This case is unheard for. It's so evil, and it's nothing but greed and, crookedness within the law division. And I've never seen this before in my life. And I just need your suggestions, or if you ever been through this.
Well, I know what I would do if it was around here, if it was someone in our church, we would have probably 200 or 300 people in front of the house when they come to evict you, and we would let them know very, very clearly that that's not going to happen, okay? And so, and then I would think we could probably look, because of the corruption, dereliction of duty, you might consider taking some legal action against Judge Gary Werner for dereliction of duty, okay? Aren't these judges, Fritz, now you're an attorney, isn't their job is to hear the cases? Like we saw what we were just talking about whoredom and Hosea. when you had the stolen election, where these judges refused to hear the cases. That's their job. It's dereliction of duty. So maybe maybe you should consider filing a lawsuit against Judge Gary Warner for dereliction of duty. He didn't do what he was supposed to do, right? He was supposed to hear the case.
Well, I think the more pressing thing to do is basically anything we possibly can to keep Maria and her children from getting, you know, kicked out of their house and having their belongings thrown out of the house on Monday. So you mentioned getting people to getting 200 people to stop the eviction from happening. That would be great if you could get even half that number, even a quarter of that number to show up. And the eviction is supposed to take place this coming Monday, July 18th at 2 p.m., starting at 2 p.m. And Maria, would it be okay if I give your the address of your house?
At this point, it doesn't matter.
Well,
I would give the address and have people out there by at least by noon. You know, have people there by noon. Now, if you give the address to people in that area, you know, folks out there listening, you see, today it's Maria Wallings. And if you don't stand up with her, if you don't stand up with her when it comes your turn for these corrupt, crooked courts to do the same to you, then you deserve it. If you won't stand with her, your neighbors out there, the neighbors out there, all of them should come and stand with you out there. And if they don't, well, then when it comes their turn, you know.
Right. Maria, how would you feel about giving the your address over the air? It's entirely up to you.
All right. It is 2930 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L Road, Brunswick, Ohio. 44212.
All right, I'm gonna. I gotta get me a pen here, and I'm gonna write that down. Hang on, just a minute. I didn't have a. I wasn't ready for you, but now I'm ready for you. Okay. So
again,
I'll say it now, Maria, since you're willing to do it. It's
okay.
The address is 2930 Laurel. L-A-U-R-E-L Road, Brunswick Hills, Ohio, 44212. And that's where the bailiff from the court, and I spoke with him, and he's actually not such a bad guy, but he's just doing what, you know, the others are telling him to do and requiring him to do.
Yeah, he actually returned some of the calls of some of the people. They got a lot of calls. They really got a lot of calls. And
he told me that, yes. He told me that yesterday late afternoon when I spoke with him. And he was quite friendly. But the other people in that courthouse are not. And they told us some lies earlier today about how, oh, your motion is not even going to be heard today by the magistrate, and then the magistrate has to run it past the judge to decide, and it's not even going to happen until she's not even going to get to it until Monday. And that was just a lie, because as we told you before, the judge himself came out with a ruling against us. Didn't even let us go into the courtroom. Didn't even let us, you know, argue our side of the case.
Right.
It was just appalling.
Very much so. Is there any questions people have? Or
well, I tried to myself get a hold of Judge Gary Warner, but I did talk to a very pleasant clerk there. Her, what she told me, you know, I'd have to have the case. I didn't have the case number and all of that before you could do that. But anyhow, so I would be more than happy to talk to Judge Gary Warner if he would. But I can understand why he might not want to talk to me. Okay. But I may try it again. Well, of course, he won't be in it on Saturday. But I may try again. Yeah. Go ahead.
He was so nasty that he even went on to decide another case that we had filed that wasn't even supposed to come on for a hearing until next Tuesday or Wednesday. And he said, he wrote down his entry. He said, well, I'm deciding this case now, so we don't even have to have the hearing next week. It's just one injustice upon another. And do you need the case? Do you need me to give you the case number?
Yeah. Give me that if I can. I might try to call early Monday morning.
Okay. It's the Medina Municipal Court, and the case is called Taylor versus Walling, and the case number
is... We're just giving the number.
21 CVG 02447.
Now... what about Judge Gary Warner? Would you have a phone number that I could reach him at?
Maria, do you have that handy?
Yeah, it's the one that we provided. It is, hold on here.
Now, even when you get his number, it's not going to be him who answers the phone. It's going to be some... you know, clerk or some other worker at the
I realize that, but the thing of it is look, I'm going to call Judge Gary Warner. He's either going to have the courage to take my call or the entire United States of America will know that he didn't. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It is 330-723-3287, and it's for civil.
What is the extension?
It's 234.
Okay, very good. I will try to do it.
What if all the callers basically flooded that number too on Monday just to let them know that people are listening?
That would be a good idea, you folks, if you want to call Judge Gary Warner 330. You know, judges are supposed to do their job. They're supposed to hear cases, okay?
Yes.
And the problem is why people have lost all confidence in the judicial system today. I mean,
I agree.
And there's no, they don't recognize
they're supposed to hear the party's arguments before they decide either, you know? And this judge, decided not one, but two cases.
Hold tight there. We're up against a hard break. We're going to be back right after this. So don't go away. We'll pick it up right after this.
Light the fire, let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.